big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, I add another contemporary impression to my repertoire.
And that's when I realised I always have friends. See it, say it, sorted.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here's your chance to win some merchandise for the first time ever. We're having a game of Never Mind the Power Balance. So to win your mug, I'm going to put you to work. I'm going to play you a little clip from yesterday's show, but a certain word or phrase is going to be hidden under a powerful bit of vocal from a famous power ballad.
Right.
All you have to do is identify the word or phrase that's hidden under the power ballad vocal to win the mug. Never mind the power ballads, tell us what's missing from the clip. So yesterday we replayed some of the, well, it's proving very popular on the YouTube channel, I must say, the conversation I had with John Squire and Liam Gallagher. And one of the songs I asked Liam was, which song did he wish he'd written? Which songs did he wish he could claim as his own? And this is what he said. But what did he say? Which song by another band or artist do you wish was yours?
Wish I'd wrote that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've lost, see? I've got a role now.
So, never mind the power ballads. Yeah. Which songs did Liam wish were his own? Now, one of these is the genuine answer. Is it A, the Birdie Song and Crazy Frog? Or is it B, the Macarena and the Cha-Cha Slide? So, to win a mug, did he wish he'd written the Birdie Song, Crazy Frog, or the Macarena and the Cha-Cha Slide?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
For the first time ever, your opportunity to win some merch comes via Never Mind the Power Balance. So I'm going to be taking a clip from yesterday's show, and there's going to be an iconic piece of power ballad all over some of the key words or phrases. If you can figure out what's been power balladed, then you can win yourself a brand new 2024 Absolute Radio mug for your home or place of work. And joining us on line one, we have Jack. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Jack,
morning.
Welcome Hello, to morning. The show. Jack, you're a prison officer.
I am indeed.
An HMP down in Dorset.
I am, yeah.
Are you going to be taking the mug into work?
I definitely will.
Okay. Are you going to share it out amongst, is it Prisoner of the Week? Is that a thing you give away? I'm unsure how it works. They can just have a sip of it, you know, from sip it like Davy Doo
yeah,
for a
nice,
day,
yeah.
Just as a reward for
rattle
good behaviour.
Along the bars, I guess.
Yeah. But we should start making them out of metal like the old days. That's a good idea. Yeah, going forward. We're not thinking enough about this, Glenn. Well done. Would you give it to someone so they can rally along the bars, Jack?
If it was a metal one, I definitely would.
Metal one, that's nice. We'll do a harmonica as well.
Yeah, why not?
Chuck it all in there. Be nice. Okay, so Jack, this is the clip we played you from yesterday's show, which involved me asking Liam Gallagher which song he wished he'd penned. Here it is again. Which song by another band or artist do you wish was yours?
Wish I'd wrote that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I've lost, see? I've got a role now.
So, never mind the power ballads, Jack. What's beneath? Did Liam wish he'd written the Birdie Song and Crazy Frog or the Macarena and the Cha-Cha Slide?
It was the Birdie Song and Crazy Frog.
Let's see if you're right. Which song by another band or artist do you wish was yours?
Yeah, the Birdie Song. Wish I'd wrote that. Crazy Frog, you know what I mean?
Well done, Jack. Nicely done. You've got yourself a mug. Thanks for tuning in on the main station.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, home of Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition. Matt, What's going on out there?
First up, there's one news story that's been shared a lot on the socials over the past 24 hours. Sarah Jessica Parker saying she's obsessed with the London Underground. One of the quotes...
She probably doesn't get it at 7.45 in the morning.
That's true, yeah. She doesn't get it during rush hour.
I fall into that trap. I said, I love the London Underground. All of my friends say, yeah, but you're at work when it's absolute work.
Great. It's great at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when you go swanning in, grab a complimentary newspaper, all the leg room. Yeah, isn't it lovely here on the Jubilee line?
Which is probably
they've got a drinks trolley as well. It's amazing.
I put the little red rope across, no one comes in. It's lovely. It's really love nice. The London Underground.
Yeah, you can see why she loves it so much. But she's one of the quotes is, I want to know Edgeware. She said, which is an amazing line.
I want you to show me.
She says, I want to know Jubilee, Piccadilly, Northern. And this is an interview she's
There's
done.
Two Edgewares, by the way.
Yeah, yes, of course.
Be careful, Sarah.
She wants to know all the Edgewares. She was talking to a theatre magazine ahead of her play.
But they were thrilled about this content,
Plaza
weren't they?
Suite that's on at the Savoy Theatre. So she says, I want to know Edgeware. I want to know all of it. Barnet, High Hill, whatever. And she says she found an old map of the Tube and she absolutely loves it and she's just going to spend... I think she's going to be one of those people that buys a day pass and just rides the Tube all day. The most glamorous train spotter there's ever been.
If you live in London or you're visiting London for any reason over the coming days, if you do spot Sarah Jessica Parker on the Tube... Don't get in touch. We're busy. We're really busy.
Yeah. If you see her like on the Hainault Loop on the Central Line, just spend it biding her time until her play, then don't approach her.
Matthew Broderick, say that sorted.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Wise words. Back.
Didn't she sign off every episode of Sex and the City for that? Just sat quietly cross-legged in her window box. See it, say it, sorted.
Sarah. And that's when I realised I always have friends. See it, say it. Sorted.
You've got a new impression in your locker. I didn't have that
really, why won't I be surprised? Thanks, Glenn. Why are all of my impressions 15 years old? It's a really specific time, isn't it?
I can't wait till a listener requests it, like they did Bane earlier in the week. And then also the other story this morning is, remember the guy K.S. Rhodes? He's an American singer-songwriter. He did a series of Instagram videos, kids' favourite jams by their dad's favourite bands.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
So we do like, nursery really good. Rhymes by Mumford & Sons and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
The video productions all looked amazing. They always sounded amazing. Well, in the week where Liam Gallagher was in this very seat on this very show, he has done Oasis. So he spins a wheel and he gets Oasis, and it's Oasis doing Farah Jacka, the classic French kids song. You don't have to imagine what that would sound like. Here it is.
I'm glad you play all this stuff after Liam's been on the show and not before, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
It's good, though. Really good.
Well, he mentioned he loves Crazy Frog and the Bernie song, not Farah
Jacka. He probably wishes he wrote that.
It's amazing. The full video is great. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So we are continuing our mission to compile the tattoo map of the UK. Each week we focus in on a different type, a different genre, a different category of tattoo. And this has been a wild journey. And speaking of wild, well, today we are fully focused on those of you who have tattoos of anything from that wonderful animal kingdom that we have here on planet Earth. And joining us right now on line one, we have Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hi, welcome Alex. To the show, Alex. So it's not just you that's got an animal tattoo. You've gone matching. No. Who have you gone matching with?
We've gone matchy-matchy with my husband.
OK, so how long have you guys been married?
We've been married 5 years, been together 10 years.
5 years, 10 years. Well, that's just lovely. What's his name, may I ask?
Jamie.
Now, do you or Jamie have any tattoos prior to this move that you made?
Yeah, we have quite a few.
You got quite a few, so it's not unusual for you to get tattooed?
No, not really. No, we get random tattoos sometimes.
Okay, you get random tattoos sometimes, but have you never done it as a couple before?
No, never.
Okay, and that's where the animal kingdom stepped into frame. So, set the scene for us. What's happening? Is it an anniversary or a special occasion?
No, it was just a drunken weekend away in Weston-super-Mare.
Oh, where all great romance tales begin. So it's a drunken weekend away in Weston-super-Mare. Preach, sister. You wake up the next day and you've both got the same thing tattooed on your bodies. Whereabouts is it?
On our ankles.
Ooh. Both on the matching like ankle tattoos in Weston-super-Mare.
Oh.
What is on your ankle? What is also on the ankle of your husband, Jamie?
The frog emoji.
Oh, what? Oh, classy. No.
Come on.
So, not a frog, you know, the beautiful amphibious creatures we all love, but the frog emoji.
Mine's slightly different. Mine has pink cheeks to make her look like a girl, and his hasn't.
Well, that's much better. Now you've said that, Alex, actually, this sounds like a really good idea.
Yeah, his and hers frogs. Yeah. That's lovely.
Let me just quickly put the frog emoji into my phone.
It's just a big frog's head, isn't it? It's like a crazy frog, to be
honest. Yeah, it does, yeah. So what did your husband do when he was slightly befuddled because he'd had a big night? What happened? What happened?
It was a big afternoon. We had it in the afternoon. We actually had to book another hotel for the night because we ended up a little bit too drunk to go home. So we had to book another hotel. Woke up the next morning and he started trying to rub it with his finger. He thought we'd drawn it on.
I wonder how many people in the history of tattoos have tried that. Yeah. Oh, I just dampened my finger. That should. I'll have a green smudge there for a while, but it'll be absolutely fine.
Not a transfer, mate. Sorry.
Thank you so much for talking to us on the show and telling us about your matching frog emoji tattoos. We'll speak to you again soon.
No problem. Thank you.
Cheers, Alex. Bye. That's the kind of stuff we're after. Keep them coming to 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does that compilation of the tattoo map of the UK. We're talking animals this morning. Craig in Stafford says, morning, Dave and the team. I have a giant cobra covering up the tattoo that was my ex-partner's name.
Oh, no.
It's one way of doing it.
Dave and the team, I've got a large owl on my leg.
Oh, nice.
With trees at the bottom.
Oh.
I don't even like owls, says Jake. What a thing not to like. Do you not like owls?
Yeah, man, they're lovely things.
Owls are great, aren't they? What's an owl ever done to you, Jake? I just agreed to it because the tattoo artist said just the trees would be boring. So Jake went in for trees.
Yeah.
Got trees and an owl.
He was upsold, wasn't he? Yeah.
Do you reckon it's like a realistic owl or if it's a cartoon one? Because if it's a cartoon one, they're always graduating, aren't they? Yeah, owls always have a graduation.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Always got more support.
The tattoo artist captured it with its head 180, so it's just got no eyes or beak. Anyway, thank you, Jake, for sharing. Hi, hope you are well, says Andy T from Stoke. Well, we hope you're well as well, Andy. I have a big octopus on my chest and shoulder. Oh, no, I don't like it.
It's a lot of legs.
It is a lot of legs. I have a tattoo on my wrist of... Oh, now, team... Mm. This has come from Tanya in Monmouthshire. Now, Tanya's being genuine here. She's being a very nice person. So, no sniggering.
Okay.
I have a tattoo on my wrist of two sea otters holding paws. They actually do this while sleeping in real life, so not to float away. Mm. It's for me and my hubby. He's my otter half.
Oh,
no.
That's nice, isn't
it? Hot?
Yes.
It's lovely, that.
Lovely.
You've got us down pat with that one, Tanya. Emma, I have a panda on my bum, which matches my dad and my sister's.
What?
There you go. Let that run around the studio for a bit. Emma has a panda on her bum, which matches her dad's panda on his bum and her sister's panda on her bum. We called Emma. This is what's brilliant, right?
Do you want to come on?
No. No, I can't. I'm at work. fair play. So apparently Emma's dad's had his panda on his bum since the
80s. Okay.
And then Emma and her sister got it at Christmas as a present.
Wow. And they showed him Christmas morning.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Dad.
It's a bottom of something.
8:12:15. It is the tattoo map of the UK. As you can tell, we're fully focused on animals. And also, as you can tell, as always with this, we're fully focused on the wonderful and the weird.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Breakfast Show. Coming up in about 15 minutes' time, well, I'm going to give you the opportunity to earn a shout-out. Just after 9 is shout-out time, of course. And we're going to do a smash. We did one yesterday. It was hugely successful. You're very good at puns and wordplay, so we're going to do it again. That's what going to do. But right now, it is the final instalment as we continue to compile the tattoo map of the UK. We're focused on those of you who have got animal tattoos somewhere on your body. And I'm so pleased to say that a star of this feature was born a few weeks ago when we were asking about tattoos of brands and logos you may have. That was the genre and topic for that occasion. Back in touch, Leg of Favourites.
Oh, he's back.
Leg of Favourites.
From Burnley, wasn't he?
Morning, Dave. That's what we call it. We know his name, but we're not going to say it. He's just known as Leg of Favourites now. Favorites. That's how he signed off. Good morning, Dave and the gang. Hope you're all well. So I've got a bit of a zoo going on.
Of course he has.
So I've got a bit of a zoo going on. I've got a bear. My nickname's Big Bear.
Okay.
An eagle, a wolf, and a crocodile, which is the Lacoste badge he had for the brands and logos last time. I like the fact that there's a Venn diagram going on here on the Leg of Favourites. Jamie Brown says, hi, Dave, I have three sharks, a great white on my back, a bull shark on my arm, and another great white on my chest. Jamie feels it necessary to conclude his message to the studio with the words, I love sharks. Yeah, we're getting that, Jay. We are getting that from you. Now, every now and again we hear from this listener, and the only reason that it always springs out of me from the screen in front of my eyes is because I think he may be our listener with the coolest name.
Yes, definitely.
Hunter Nunes is in touch, everybody. Hunter Nunes. Of course Hunter Nunes has got cool tattoos. Yeah. Of course. Morning, Dave and the team. I have a bear, a scorpion, a snake, a phoenix, a manta ray, and a wolf dragon from Hunter Nunes.
Hunter.
I feel like this is a 10-year-old who's pretending to be an adult. This is just too cool.
Have you got a tattoo of a catfish on you, Hunter? Dave, I've got a kind of genetic hybrid between a fish and a pine cone.
What?
It's on my left calf. I call it Pike Cone. And a and a portrait of Laker, who was the first dog in space.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Glenn.
We all know Laker, don't we?
Any more details? Or?
No, that's it. They set a dog up.
Yeah.
Fine.
Dog piloted a vessel.
Yeah, of course. That's what it was like back in the day. Ask your parents.
Madonna wrote Like a Virgin about it.
That's Dan from Birmingham. Leica, first dog in space tattooed on his right ankle. Morning, I've got a wolf, my German Shepherd dog, a full back and stomach ocean scene tattoo. A full back and front ocean scene. And finally, Carol, the tattooed midwife. Her words, not mine. I have a circus monkey with the proverb, not my circus, not my monkeys, as a constant reminder not to get involved in any level of nonsense. And we will leave it there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here on this breakfast show, just after 9 is shout-out time. But because I am blessed to have you listening to this show and you're such a clever, witty bunch, you have to work for your shout-out. And sometimes the task is the smash, where we bring two topics together. One is often inspired by something that we've discussed on the show that very morning. And today, well, that exact thing has happened. Because, Matt, remind everybody what you bought us around 7:10 in the social
ammo. Yes, it was KS Rhodes doing kids' favourite jams by their dad's favourite bands again on Instagram. It's basically Oasis versus Cocomelon that he's done.
Throwing my plastic pint glass. Yes. So we want to do on the smash nursery rhymes, kids' songs. That's one side versus movies. Now the number for this little bad boy is 81215. You need to include your name and where you are, or it's not a shout out technically. I've got no country for Old MacDonald.
Yes.
Good.
And this one, well, let me tell you, I started it with about a minute left on the last song you were enjoying. Mm. And I've kind of dug myself into a pun hole here.
Right.
But I'm going to go for it because I've got nothing else. I can't just have one. So I've got Humpty Dumb, Dumb and Dumber Tea. Right. Yes. It's not good, is it? Most kind. Matt, what you got for us?
The Exorcism of Emily Ringer Ringer Rose. Yeah. Yes. And I'm a Little Shop of Horrors Teapot.
Oh!
Very nice.
Emma Jones.
I got the Pinocchio Kikoki.
Yes,
and Row, Row, Row Your Boat Gently Down the Scream.
Oh, excellent. Nice. Glenn.
Goosey Goosey Gandhi. And Alfred Hitchery Ditchery Cark.
What does he say?
Does it work?
They are amazing.
Does it?
They are amazing.
It does work.
Yeah, it does, Alfred. It does work.
The mouse ran up the clock. Yes.
It's the mouse ran up the clock.
Of course. What's your problem with this?
It's a mouse.
It's a banger of a nursery rhyme.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And Alfred Hitchcock is a legend of the movie world. I just don't know whether to ring the podcast naming bell or not.
Or Ofcom. Either way.
You know, my hand is constantly hovering over both. One's the podcast naming bell, the other one is the direct line to Ofcom.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as promised, just after nine is shout-out time, but we're working for them today. And once again, we're using the Smash as your means of getting your name and locale said aloud on the wireless. Now, the Smash is bringing together nursery rhymes and kids' songs and movies. 81215 was the number, used brilliantly by Adam from Birmingham with Twinkle Twinkle Little Star Wars.
Yes.
Ferreira Jacka Reacher from nice. Steve in Beckenham. We've got Hickory Dickory Dock to Strange yes. from Mick in Cardiff.
Good.
Incy Wincy Spider-Man from Pete in the West End. We've got the Lord of the Rings, a Rings, a Roses from Ellie in Winchester. Super Mario Bro, 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 Your Boat from Tom in Liverpool. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Green Bottles Sitting on the Wall from Georgia in York. And Mary, Mary, Quite Con Airy from Sam in Leicestershire. Very nice.
Nice.
What do you got for us, Matt?
On Twitter, Stewie's gone for Bar Bar Black Hawk Down from Stewie on Twitter. The Wheels on the Buster from Rob.
Oh, nice.
Kill Bill E-Goat's Gruff from Jim. Jack and Jill Went Up the Hills Have Eyes from Lee in sunny Norfolk, who's also gone for I Can Sing a Rain Man, The Good, the Bad and the Ugly Duckling, and an excellent one from Adam in Birmingham, who says Three Blind Mice Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Oh,
of course.
Oh, of course. Well done, everybody. When it comes to nursery rhymes and kids' songs versus movies, you really are the best.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And this is the final talky bit of Thursday, the 1st of Feb's edition of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in, and to those of you who joined in, particularly when it came to helping us compile the animal-based tattoo map of the UK. Now, if you missed any of that, or you have a tattoo of an animal on your body and you'd like to hear tale from your kin, well, it all lives on in podcast form. And that podcast, well, it's available wherever you do your pod dealings, and it's going to be out and about in around 6 minutes' time. But Matt, what should it be named? See It, Say It, Sarah Jessica Parker.
That was during the social ammo. She loves the tube, apparently.
For what it's worth, that gets my vote, early doors. We also have A Drunken Weekend Away in Western Supermare.
Yes, that was a tattoo tale from Alexandra in Leicester, I think, wasn't it?
Me, my dad and my sister all have matching panda bum tattoos.
One of the stranger tattoo texts that we were sent.
And finally, do I ring the podcast naming bell? Or Ofcom.
Glenn's amazing pun involving Alfred Hitchcock that I don't think we'll repeat here. But I think it has to be See It, Say It, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Could not agree more. A little bit of Hollywood sprinkle on top of the podcast name for you there. As I say, you can get that wherever you do your pod dealings. Now, Leona Graham's going to be up next on Absolute Radio. She will bring you the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which today has a prize fund of £108,000. That's how much you could be winning. Plus, from what I hear From what I understand, we have one of the trickiest tea break trivias in history. That's all coming next. We'll be back with you on your Friday morning from 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.